Chicago's Afternoon News 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Lauren Lapka is in the newsroom. Kevin is at the sports desk. Mary's got an eye on traffic and weather. And I think Steve returns tomorrow. Yesterday, we were talking about Allie Drummond. Allie Drummond is a homemaker and YouTuber, and she has the internet all riled up based on a TikTok that was recorded by her friend. And it's all about how to marry a high-value man and become a housewife. Let's give it a listen.
Okay, Allie, show me your ring.
Oh, here.
Now, tell me what you do for a living.
Oh, I love my husband.
And how did you get that awesome job?
Well, I became a better human being, and I became feminine and also, shocking, submissive. So that was the secret.
So what are your tips to women that want to be a housewife?
To embrace it. It's an actual job. You just can't get it in the public or private sector. Like, you need a man to hire you for it, but that's okay. Because if you think about it, you submit to your boss who makes you clean stupid shelves at your retail job, right? Like, wouldn't it be better if you were cleaning your own shelves at home? You know what I mean? And your boss wants to sleep with you in a good way. In a good way.
And where do you meet these men?
Well, I think women should work for the men that they want to pursue. I know that sounds crazy, but it's really easy. So if you think about it, like, you want a lawyer, right? So then you should be a paralegal. Or if you want a dentist, then you should be a dental hygienist. But these are considered, I guess, high value status professions. But I think that's a really good model that not enough women utilize. Because women will bully the woman who is the secretary that married the doctor, okay? But who has the last laugh? Like, her in her McMansion with her husband who's high and the baby. Like, that's who has the last laugh. So
that's Allie's argument for marriage as a career, and it's got a lot of people freaking out. Some in support. More often, women are not supportive of this video or this thought process. So we've reached out to Alia Rao. And Alia, tell everybody what you do for a living.
Sure. Thanks, Lisa. I'm a sociologist, and I'm an assistant professor at the London School of Economics. And I specialize in studying gender, work, and family, including marriages, and the division of paid and unpaid work. So a lot of what Allie Drummond was sort of talking about in her TikTok video.
And what do you take from that?
I mean, I think one of the things I was struck by was this sort of claim that being a trad wife is a sort of anti-capitalist stance. I found that interesting because, I mean, to me, it's so obviously not. I think if you want to be anti-capitalist, it would mean sort of shifting capitalist logics from paid work in this context, from an employer away. She's trying to say that that's the same thing, that's the same relationship you would have with a husband. And to me, I think it's, one would have to think a lot deeper about dismantling the current system of how we organize literally everything in the U.S. in particular, including in terms of and thinking about how we have societies where people's basic needs are met, where dignity is a starting point, not something earned by being deserving, which is sort of what she's saying, right? Like, being a deserving wife, so your husband buys you stuff, or your boss gives you like a pay rise or whatever it might be. And I also think there's, you know, no individual way to be an anti-capitalist. It's a system that we're living in. You can't socialize yourself out of a capitalist system.
I found it interesting that she said, well, you know, you could clean shelves for your boss and he's still going to want to sleep with you, or you could, you know, do something for your husband. And I was like, oh, that kind of made me cringe.
I mean, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think a very generous reading of that is that, you know, she's, again, a very generous reading would be that she's hitting on this idea that, you know, workplaces still don't know how to maybe necessarily incorporate women, in that, you know, sexual harassment still is a big thing, definitely. Lack of, you know, promotions, unequal pay, all of these are big issues in when it comes to the world of paid work, right? So that's a very generous reading, that there's something real going on that she is tapping into. But the solution she finds to it, to like shift that same logic to from work, from paid work to the family, that's what's confusing to me. Like, why not just try to change the world of paid work, for instance, to better accommodate the fact that women also participate in the labor force?
Amen. And trad wife is not something I had heard. That's not a term I'm familiar with until this article arose and until this TikTok video went completely viral with millions of people watching it. Is that always been a part of your studies, the term trad wife? And I'm guessing it means traditional wife?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it means too. It hasn't been actually. This was in the last few weeks. That's the first time I've also seen this kind of popping up. Certainly, the idea of high status, stay-at-home wife sort of situation being a thing, that's been there for quite a while, with people kind of writing about this idea that, why do very highly educated, what we consider highly skilled women, why do they quit workplaces? This is a conversation that's been happening since the 90s, for sure. And what scholars find is that women are not leaving paid work. They're being pushed out. What that means is that workplaces are really rigid to women's kind of caregiving demands, which really do fall on women in particular. They're disrespectful. There's sexual harassment. There's a lot of that kind of stuff. But it's not that women are choosing to leave work. It's that workplaces are designed around a male body.
And it's interesting that she says, well, if you want a dentist, become a dental hygienist. If you want a lawyer, become a law clerk. As if men have no... they've no way to resist you if you work for them. That's bothersome
to
me.
Yeah, and as if, like, women should have no other... I mean, I think it's fine if you want to be, I think, women's choices, we should respect them, but why is this idea that a woman being like a dentist or a woman being a lawyer should be absolutely outside the realm of our imaginations? I find that an interesting kind of dichotomy.
And are there statistics that show that domestic violence and financially imbalanced relationships might tilt toward the person that is not contributing financially?
That's a really good question. I actually don't have the data at my fingertips on that, so I'm unable to answer that question right now.
But I think it has been studied in the past, and it just feels like, dominance is one of the things that she spoke about, because she said she's more feminine and now more submissive. And I don't perceive that anyone in a marriage needs to be submissive unless that's the role you choose to play. And maybe it is about choice, but... it is an interesting dynamic, and a lot of people are talking about it.
Definitely. I mean, I think we can also think a little bit more deeply about what choice means and the context in which we form our choices. Again, just thinking about, like, what are the options available to you in the world of paid work and unpaid work? And just sort of going back to your domestic violence question and, this idea of domination and how women are controlled often in these situations, I would say there's some colleagues doing excellent work on that who might be worth, following up with. Paige Sweet, for example, who's a sociologist who's written about domestic violence and exactly these issues of control and how in sort of heterosexual marriages in particular, or heterosexual relationships, how men seek to control women. And certainly economic means is one way, like preventing women from, participating too much in the labor force and things like that.
Are you surprised at how many people have viewed this and commented on it? Because this has been your life's work talking about these issues, and now all of a sudden one TikTok video and people are finally paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, these ideas of relationships and love, they intrigue us all. I just wish there was a little bit more substance to the video that was, I guess, getting people excited about these issues.
Yeah, obviously the whole point of TikTok is to get people to watch and to comment, and she certainly accomplished that. But we respect your opinion, and I thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Sure. Thank you, Lisa.
Time to get a check on the news. That is coming up next with Lauren Lapka. This video makes her want to pull her hair out, and she's not the only one. We'll talk more about it coming up on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.